Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to your morning show on demand podcast. Appreciate you listening. If we helped you get through the Thanksgiving week with the family and then all that stuff, listen, we get it. We're all there with you vicariously. Mm-hmm. On today's show, I got a lot to get to. Got a War of the Roses. We also do the weird cringe way they try to win you back, including a woman who her ex-boyfriend sent a receipt of a ring.
$17,000.
That was while in John's little secret as well. You can text the show anytime. 99338, your morning show on demand.
Your morning show podcast.
Happy Cyber Monday. Welcome to the show. Hopefully you had a lovely Thanksgiving weekend. By the way, can I say before we get anything off the bat, to all our truck drivers, thank you. I know like Thanksgiving happened about the truck drivers and them folks making all deliveries. So we appreciate you for everything you do. Numbers you need to get hold of us, 877-995-4681. That is the call. Texting 99338. Call you back from Maryland number. Got John's little secret today. Got War of the Roses. Also got your tickets to our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball presented by Capital One, which, by the way, there's like less than 100 tickets left. So this show is in like a little over 2 weeks. The 14th of December. Yeah, it's going to sell out. Like, it's going to sell like either today or tomorrow. So if you're thinking about getting tickets,
don't wait.
Get them. YMSRadio.com. Going around the room. Riley, how was your week?
It was really awesome. We did all of the holiday festive things. We went to like 3 different family dinners / brunches.
Nice.
We put up our Christmas tree. Marshall cleaned out the basement as we were getting all the Christmas stuff and organized that. And I made the Snickers salad that your family used to make. Oh my God. I've been asleep.
Yeah.
Like, I've been missing out.
Well, here's the thing. My Minnesota and the Midwest, we, for whatever reason, we've coined the market on making salads that aren't really salads. So it's like, it's the best looking stuff.
It actually isn't that great looking, honestly, because it's really just a simple recipe, but I was going over to everybody's houses, never show up empty handed.
Yes.
So I wanted to make some yummies that I have never made before. And now this will be a staple on my table because it's that delicious.
What was in your Snicker salad?
So it was green apples, 8 Snicker bars, the full size, a caramel drizzle, Cool Whip, and vanilla pudding. It's just vanilla instant
like
pudding. So you cut it, you chop it, and I love a good chop, man.
Yeah.
There's something so therapeutic about chopping up Snickers and popping one in your mouth.
And looking at somebody's face when you do it.
Oh my God. And Lyric standing over me like waiting for scraps. It was a hit. So thank you.
Did Marshall bother counting macros in that?
No. Yeah. Like that's the thing. Yeah. That man lives to cheat or treat meal, whatever you want to call it. So there was no counting of that. We're back on the gravy train today, but he's in his happy place when he has a big old fat plate of turkey dressing. And he is my person because he likes the canned jelly, not the chunky jelly.
Wow.
The cranberry sauce?
Oh, yeah.
Let me throw this out there. You won't bring over a Snickers salad to my Christmas party?
I will, too. Do you want me to?
I mean, why not?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. It's done.
That's also in 2 weeks. And, like, I haven't, this is going to be surprising, haven't said a single thing Christmassy in the house. I thought because.
You never do.
Sauce is in here.
Well, so Sauce is in town last week. And, like, I let her house, not let her, but she housed it for me because I have, like, a home studio set up. She could do her work. I kind of figured, like, I would come back. And I was like, this is perfect because her ass will for sure put the Christmas
stuff.
She didn't. So,
Jonathan, you're terrible.
I just thought for sure, be like, this would be great.
A tree.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, but no, I got to find the tree. And then I also got to put like other decorations up in the photo booth and
so
all that
question,
stuff.
We're doing a like ugly Christmas sweater at the Christmas party, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
And then do we have a certain theme for the Secret Santa or are we just going with whatever?
It's always like less than $20. And it doesn't matter to me because usually most of the stuff gets left in my house anyway.
Right.
So except for if there's ever a gift of a lobster, that usually gets taken right away.
I've seen some good offerings in the stores that I've been like, okay, this could be good. But that because last year I had the winner. Last year I was like, okay, everybody wanted that one.
Oh, the mask,
the helmet,
right?
Or whatever Boba Fett. What is it?
Yeah,
what
the
was
Boba Fett. The Boba Fett
Boba
mask.
Fett?
Yeah, that was pretty sick. That was
Now I got to top it.
I know. Also, too, I was talking to Chef Matt, because Chef Matt with the Alma Guys is doing
so
the Alma Bar. He's like, how many people are coming? I'm like, I'm going to be honest,
man. A lot, I think, this year.
I have no idea.
You should probably find out a rough estimate just to, like, just so he can prepare.
Well, I told him, here's the deal. It's like, I never send out formal invitations because I'm very forgetful about that. I have a lot going on. That way, I have a plausible deniability of, like, oh, it's word of mouth. And it's worked out better that way. So I told Matt, I'm like, anywhere between 30 and 40, I feel like.
You're going to have more than that, I feel like, this year.
Maybe.
Because the last 2 years, it felt like it was smaller because of, obviously, COVID. But
yes.
I think that you should probably budget for a little more.
Well, because I have a lot of different, like, worlds, I guess, that I'm, like, in. So there's the radio folk, and then there's the comedy tour folk.
Sure.
And then there's the hockey folk, and then there's just, like, the friends I have met in life folk. So it'll be a fun time. But
can I just have one request for the Christmas party, por favor?
Perhaps. You can request it.
Can you just not make my husband throw up this time?
Where's the fun in that?
I want him to get wasted, because he rarely does it. I think I've seen him do it 5 times in our entire relationship. Just not the puking. Don't let him mix.
Marshall gets red like Rudolph, fam.
Oh my God. Because he's got what he calls the Asian glow. He's technically allergic to alcohol. It's not going to kill him. He just turns red.
This makes him stronger.
So literally into Hulk mode, but red.
Please
don't make him throw up. That's all I ask.
Listen, I'm not going to make him do anything. I'm just going to simply offer him drinks and see what happens from there. So, Rose, how was your week?
Oh, it was such a good week. We had a lot of family time. Clint's brother came to town from Idaho for Thanksgiving. His younger brother got to feel the baby kick.
Oh, awesome.
And he freaked out. Like, this is the first time that he's ever actually felt a baby move. And she kicked him really hard. He jumped off of the couch and his eyes bugged out of his head. He was like, I don't want to feel her move until she's out. Like, he freaked out. I wish I got it on camera because it was the funniest thing. We got a lot done around the house. We're getting ready for the baby shower. There's just, like, a lot going on. But, like, the thing that just, like, the pickle in the whole bunch is got a little bit of a head cold.
Oh, that's no fun.
It was no fun. I did take a COVID test. It was negative, so, like, no worries there. But I was just like, I would get a little head cold right before the holidays, right before baby, right before baby shower. I feel fine. I just sound super congested.
You sound like Bros.
Yes, Bros is back.
Bros been pumping iron.
Hopefully, Bros will be leaving the area soon. That would be great.
Let us know how your week was. 99338. Riley's got the three things you need to know next. The squeegee program. Baltimore. Something
really
pretty cool is happening. First, maybe you've heard this song before. It's Mariah.
I like it.
If you're looking for, like, some, like, stocking stuffers all this week, all the comedy merch and the My Man shirts and the baby onesies, all 25% off internjohnstore.com. It all benefits the Fisher House Foundation, so if you didn't get a chance to make it to a show or if you just want to support the Fisher House, the stuff's good, too. Like, it's the shout to Hellinger Advertising. They've been, like, the nicest folks. They're, like, the prettiest couple in the world.
Their baby is so cute.
Yeah, Reagan's dope, but they're annoyingly pretty as people. It's just like, you can't be that pretty and that nice. Something's got to give. But anyway, everything's 25% off. So if you want, like, a My Man onesie for the babies or a mask or, like, the tour stuff, even the leggings with my face on the back that Eric designed a year ago, it's all 25% off. Code comedy benefiting the Fisher House Foundation. Go to internjohnstore.com.
From the city that changes the world, here's Riley with three things you need to know.
For your Monday, three things you need to know. Riley, what you got for us?
So the new COVID Omicron variant everyone's been talking about has already made its way to North America. Canadian officials report 2 cases have been detected in Ontario, and the 2 people who tested positive had recently traveled to Nigeria. So following suit with a number of other countries around the world, the U.S. will be restricting travel from South Africa and 7 other countries starting today. President Biden will provide America with an update to their response to the new variant as of today. The sex trafficking trial of Ghislaine Maxwell begins today. She stands accused of having accomplice of Jeffrey Epstein. So just about all of Epstein's accusers are expected to take the stand. Now, if you put that into perspective, they never got to take the stand for Jeffrey, so this is going to be a doozy. Trial is expected to be at least 6 weeks. So Baltimore is set to launch the Squeegee Kid Employment Program. This is really cool. So Squeegee Kids work the stoplights and intersections, cleaning windshields for money. For a lot of these kids, this is their main supply of income.
Yeah.
So now there's an employment
program that will launch in mid-December to pair former squeegee kids with jobs in the hospitality industry. So it's a 90-day squeegee action plan, and the employment program is going to be offered in a partnership with Canopy by Hilton and provides job training for 10 different youths. So they're going to work at the Canopy Hotel, rotating between jobs as bellhops, maintenance staff, and working in the hotel's restaurant. So they get really great job training.
Very cool.
So neat. Coming up next there in three things, it's Cyber Monday, and I've got a trick for you to get the best deal. I'll give it to you coming up.
Thanks, Riley.
You're welcome.
My weekend went down to Nashville to see my family over the last week, which was lovely.
Love me some Nash Vegas.
Yeah, you know, it's fantastic. And it's cool because I have a lot of radio friends down there. My friend Wayne D, who does afternoons in, he's all across the country, but his afternoons in Vegas. He's the in-ring coach for the Nashville Predators hockey team.
Oh,
so
wow.
Got to go to the game with my family. I really like seeing my friends do their thing. Like it's a very like cool thing to like be able to just kind of like be in the background and watch that. So it's cool to watch him do that. Met my brother's new dog. So if you go to onlyyms.com, my brother's new dog, you know, I sent Sauce a photo. I'm like, look at this dog. And she goes, why does it look like he has a balding head?
Oh,
and
my God, Sauce.
The dog's coloring, it looks like Friar Tuck. Like because it's white on the cone and then black around. So it does kind of look like she's gone through a rough time.
So cute though.
Her name is Maya. She's Australian Shepherd, I think. And she's awesome. And then I took an artsy photo of an old motel sign that I was like, this looks like it could be an album cover. So that's up there.
Okay.
I did some whiskey hunting. Went around like all the
that's
liquor
like
stores.
That's like you're antiquing.
Well, I found this one because I like buying bottles that look weird and different. This one's called Turkey Tom, and it's a turkey, and yeah, drink out of his butt. So the opening's in this rear end, and that's where you pour
so
the liquor out.
Funny.
I've never seen it before in my entire life, but I was like, you know, for $20, you can't afford not to.
It says be thankful on the front.
Yeah. Look at he's Turkey Tom. You just gotta give him a little sippy out the back door and you'll be good to go.
Did you take a sippy out the back door?
I did not, because I was like, it's one of those ones where it's a conversation piece, but I'm sure.
That would be such a great picture.
Oh, I know. Maybe at the Christmas party. And then
Lord.
Yeah, my family at the game, and then the last photo is Chewy just sleeping. He had a long week of it was because there was four dogs in my parents' house.
Yeah,
my
brother's kid.
Yeah, he was just. And it was one of those things where my arm went numb. I was like, oh, I can't move, can I?
No,
I like,
nope. It's illegal.
So I was there for like 10 minutes. You can check all the photos out. Go to onlyyms.com. Need some lovely dogs in your life. 993-386 or slide the DMs at YMS Radio. Adele's on now. I would give it max 12 hours. There's less than 100 tickets left.
Oh, wow.
Our radio Jingle Ball presented by Capital One.
That's being generous, actually.
December 14th, Capital One Arena. And if you think like 100 tickets left, that means there's 50 pairs.
Mm-hmm.
So like 50 people can get tickets and it's sold out. Get yours, ymsradio.com. December 14th, Capital One Arena. Jonas Brothers, you got Megan Thee Stallion and more. But again, there's only 50 pairs tickets left. In the meantime, everything's celebs, music, TV. Rose has the entertainment report. What you got for us?
Well, congratulations to Lindsay Lohan because she is engaged to, now fiance, Bader Shammas. They've been dating for 2 years. She posted pictures saying, my love, my life, my family, my future. And that engagement ring that she showed
Harry
off.
Winston.
So nice. So nice. We have pictures up for you, YMSradio.com. Adele opened up about being in, quote, such a rarefied place in culture. She acknowledges she and Drake are among the few who made names for themselves before streaming was a thing. She's like, we're a dying breed. There was like 10 of us where, you know, it was before like the frenzy of TikTok where songs get more popular. She said, we came out before streaming. We came out before the social media frenzy. She's like, you've got like 5 seconds to entertain. Otherwise, get out. Like, and that's true. Like, there are only a handful of artists that are left that really
100%.
Got popular before streaming was even a thing. I remember like, when an album came out and you had to go get it on like a CD, couldn't hear
read
it anywhere else.
The insert things. And,
yes, that was the best. And Ryan Reynolds received a massive honor in Canada. So he received Canada's Governor General's Award and he shared pictures from the ceremony. And what was really cool is he got a video. He says, I'm not crying. It's just maple syrup. But he got a video from I think it was a Bare Naked Ladies, like one of the singers, made a song for him.
That's cool.
And they posted a video of it. It was so cool. I think there was somebody else that got, let me see real quick. Somebody else got an award. Why can't I remember her name?
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Catherine O'Hara, Moira Rose on Schitt's Creek. Her song was by Schitt's Creek co-star Noah Reid, which is very cool. If you're looking for something to watch, The Great Christmas Light Fight is on ABC. So if you want to get in the festive spirit, The Voice is on NBC. You get Below Deck on Bravo. Monday Night Football, the Washington football team is taking on Seattle tonight. And then trending streaming-wise, Hawkeyes on Disney Plus started that last night. It's really good. There's a new series on Netflix called True Story. It's with Kevin Hart. It's number one right now. Bruise is also trending. And then season four of Selling Sunset is out, so everybody's talking about that.
Thanks, Rose.
You're welcome.
All Your Entertainment is up. If you need a podcast, Shelby, I'm your thought shower up. Talking about parenting your parents. Because I think we're all getting to that point where it's like, what the hell is going on? You can check at YMSradio.com. Got morons in a minute. First, your most trending song in the show, Glass Animals and the Heat Waves. About 30 minutes of Catching Cheaters. War of the Roses on your morning show. Lisa's been dating for almost 2 years. I guess they matched on Tinder. About 3 months into dating, they actually had the final relationship talk. But I guess he has a bunch of safe photos of normal people on Instagram, which is like, there is a difference between saving photos of like celebrities and Instagram models and like real people you have a chance of meeting.
Right.
I think that's a completely different thing. So War of the Roses around like 7:15. If you can't be here live, you can check the podcast, search your morning show on demand, wherever you get your podcast. I wanted to bring this up because I mentioned a little bit ago, my Christmas party started probably 5 years ago, and it was legitimately just like, I don't like going to parties. I feel like parties can be awkward. So I was like, why don't I have the party come to me? That way, don't have to go to parties. I had somebody ask me over the weekend what they could bring, and I didn't
have food or
anything. Just like for food or like to like be like a nice, I suppose.
No, I'm this way too. I don't like showing up empty-handed. Like, if I'm going, I like to give a hostess gift or flowers, which that doesn't really work for you.
No, because like, I'm not going to be like around.
How about this? You ask them to bring us like a cheap cigar for the cigar pile, because you always smoke cigars when you're at your house and you have people over.
But isn't that a gift more for themselves though? Do you know what I'm saying?
Maybe, but then it's also don't feel bad. You can have this because you always do that. You'll pass around your own personal cigar for everybody. And then everybody ends up smoking up yours. So if they want to bring something, maybe they just put one in the pile.
That's a good point, because I just feel guilty being like, it'd be great if you could, here's a list of things you could bring. You should bring this amount of this.
I truly think this should be a movement, because I went through the same thing. People were asking me, well, what does Lyric want for Christmas? And I was like, there's stuff that he does really want, but I feel so awky, like saying, well, hey.
Like what?
Well, he wants a new pair of Vans. And I feel weird asking someone,
that'd be a weird.
Can you buy this? But they're like, no, we don't want to buy him a bunch of Spider-Man crap that he has 16 of.
Yeah.
What can he actually use and enjoy?
Get the boy guns.
No.
It worked for me.
He has a bunch of them now because of you. Yeah, he doesn't need it anymore.
He was stockpiled.
No, I really do think that you should. I think it sparks joy, if you will, for people to be able to bring stuff. I'm bringing that Snickers salad. I know what I'm bringing.
I think that's fantastic. You know what Eric brought year one? Actually, why not? No, that's for my housewarming. He found cups at the radio station, and he brought cups.
He sure did.
Eric.
And like, it wasn't like.
What?
Yeah?
What are you saying?
All right. No, this is what you're forgetting. Here's the deal. I worked really hard for these, and I found.
You asked someone to bring some stuff for play a game, and I knew we had beer pong thing. It was for that movie Horrible Bosses.
It was indeed.
And it was the cups and ping pong balls. And it was all set. I was like, why not bring it to the house?
I did not ask. I would no way would ever be like, let's play beer pong.
I think that would have been an okay idea in addition to something else.
No, I had to go find it. I had to go look in a closet.
Can't you just bring like some cookie or something like that?
He had to go find it.
He
saw it laying out and then you took it.
I didn't see it laying out. I had to go find it in one of the closets because it had moved from our promo closet to another promo closet.
And let's just say that party happened on a Friday. What day do we think Eric went looking? I'm going to say Friday.
Friday morning.
Yeah. Friday before
minutes
work.
Before he left work. Are you kidding?
And his mind's like, oh, John's going to give me, Eric never brings anything, so I'm going to search for it.
What if at the party you let people bring like snacks that they always love? Like, remember we talked, that's how I found the Snickers salad, because you talked about it. So I think that would be fun.
That'd be kind of cool. I made the mistake year one of having sushi.
Yeah.
And listen, sushi was
not
great.
Not a great
for
idea
first,
when you're boozing.
About first 10, 15 minutes. No, but then just it was out for a while.
Yeah.
And it just got got a little bit sus, so.
I think that would be fun. Let them do it. It makes people happy. We haven't been together in forever. What?
Have you thought about what you might be bringing or whom?
No, wait, what are you talking about?
Bringing myself.
Okay, just asking. Okay.
Wait, is there a whom?
That's a question. Is that because we brought
because
he brought this up a couple weeks ago. But
you brought it up and you try to sandbag me like always.
You kind of always bring somebody, whether it's a friend or a female companion.
Eric, let's be real here. You're never lonely in that department. You know that.
Yeah, yeah, me, baby girl.
I mean,
ew.
Okay.
As far as companionship,
you just made it weird.
No, 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 no. All right, well, so I guess that's the. All it's, I think it's a good idea. Ask people bring their own, bring cigars. So
yeah,
I think.
Ooh, someone texted in, bring a donation for the Fisher House.
There that's cool.
But then you're asking people for money.
It's for charity. I think that's cool. I think that's cool. So instead of like bringing, that's
make a donation. Yeah. They could do it on their own and not just bring cash.
Now I'm gonna check too to make sure it actually goes through, because I get emails every time somebody donates to interngiantcomedy.com. So that's maybe that's what we'll do instead. Got on the complete flip side. Morons on the way next. Biggest moron. On the last 72 hours. Mine involves an old guy doing this at the gym. Riley, your story involves what?
Guy found out the hard way that alligator was real.
All right, Rose, your story involves what?
Getting it on in the back of a cop car.
Got morons next. First, Kid Leroy and Justin Bieber on your morning show. Yeah, pick me up you need on this Monday. Morons on your morning show. Biggest moron last 74 hours. So Riley, what you got for yours?
Selfies are not worth it, friends. So this one guy in the Philippines came across what he thought was a fake 13-foot crocodile. So like any good tourist, he's like, let me hop in the pool and grab a selfie. Well, that sucker was not fake.
Ow.
Yeah, he got free from the death roll and escaped. He had puncture wounds, fractures in his arm. I'm like, bruh, if you're not sure and it could kill you, maybe we just don't test that.
But did he get the pic?
I don't think so.
All right, Rose, Jeff, yours.
So a couple was arrested for driving with a suspended license, but they made their situation worse because they filmed themselves getting it on in the back of a Florida Highway Patrol cruiser. Now, the couple, just a few minutes, because the lady kept asking if she could perform an act on the guy. Twice. They didn't realize what she had done until they, viewed the footage from the prisoner compartment camera. So now they're being charged with even more things.
From Florida. Listen, I'm all about you working on your fitness, especially old folks. This guy's 78 years old. He went to the gym ready to pump some iron for the ladies. Problem was, he was going to his favorite machine. Somebody was using the machine, which is a huge trigger for most folks.
Stinks.
But he goes, well, you know what? Problems require solutions. He sat on the person using the machine proceeded to use it. Which also, too, the person who
he
sat on.
You're trying to get in trouble, bro.
But you had to see him coming. I can't imagine he's very fast with it. But anyway, he's been charged with battery. He's also lost his gym membership. It's Morons on your morning show. Catching Cheers with War of the Roses next. Got War of the Roses in minutes, Sunny Morning Show. Why is he saving photos of other women on Instagram? Riley's got the three things he needs to know next. How to get extra deals on Cyber Monday. First, Jack Harlow, Lil Nas X.
From the city that changes the world, here's Riley with three things you need to know.
For your Monday, three things get you going about your day. Riley's got them. What you got for us?
This is pretty crazy. A man was found hiding inside the landing gear of an American Airlines flight 1182 from Guatemala to Miami on Saturday morning. He was met by law enforcement when the plane landed at Miami International, and he was taken to a nearby hospital for medical assessment. According to the FAA, 129 people worldwide have tried to stow away in the wheel wells or other areas of commercial flights since 1947. 100 of them have died due to injuries during flight, so not a great idea. Let's not try this at home. And breakfast cereal is the next thing that's about to get more expensive. According to a new report, General Mills is raising its prices as of mid-January, citing transportation and labor shortages as the blame. Cheerios, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, Reese's Puffs, Wheaties, and Trix are among some of the goodies that are going to go up in price. And it's Cyber Monday. On average, shoppers are planning to spend almost $1,000 on gifts this holiday season, which is close to 2019 levels. So obviously they were waiting for Black Friday and Cyber Monday to come around.
Yeah.
So big ticket items for Black Friday were shoes and beauty, but now Cyber Monday is all about electronics and travel, which travel I didn't think about before for Cyber Monday. And experts say the trick to the best deal deal is walking away from your cart. Put it in your cart, leave it there, don't buy it. And they say a lot of times in the next 28 to 48 hours, there's going to be an email in your inbox giving you even better offers. I've actually used this trick, like not on purpose, a couple of times, and it works. Coming up next hour in Three Things, the Squeegee Kids in Baltimore are getting an amazing employment opportunity. I'll tell you all about it.
Fantastic search. My man shirts, the leggings, the onesies, they're all 25% off. So if you go to intern.com, code comedy, and all benefits to the House Foundation. So if you want to get like stocking stuffers, or the leggings are cool, or the hoodies are cool, and the baby onesies are real
good. They're so good.
So if you go to intern.com, code comedy, 25% off, benefiting the Fisher House Foundation. Let's flip that switch. War of the Roses on your morning show.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When we call your man, he'd better choose you.
This is going to be a doozy with War of the Roses. Lisa, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So I need you to walk me through this. You and Cam have been officially a couple for how long?
Officially for a year and a half dating, but we met on Tinder, and you know we were kind of seeing each other and messing around and going out for about 3 or 4 months before that. So, but yeah.
So we've known each other basically for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Whose idea was it to DTR, to define the relationship?
It was kind of both of ours.
Okay, but somebody had to broach the subject first, though. So who brought it up first?
Well, I mean, I did.
Okay. but he was receptive and everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just like the last month he's been, I think, like super suspect. Like he lives alone, and usually like he'll drink there, you know, after work and stuff. And then, you know, we hang out and stuff. But he's been lately just wanting to go alone to a bar and drink and just a whole bunch of fishy things.
So instead of having like a drink at home after work, he's telling you he's going to the bar by himself?
Yeah.
And he's never done that before in the 2 years you've known him?
No, you know, we both go together, you know.
Okay.
But, you know, I got kind of curious, and I looked at his, like, saved pics on, or saved photos on Instagram.
Yes, how you can save posts and that kind of thing, yep.
Yeah, I do that with, like, cooking and makeup and stuff. But he has a bunch of saved pictures of women, like, not, like, Rihanna and, like, models or anything. It's, like, everyday women, like,
Normal people.
Normal people, yeah.
Yeah. Can I ask you this question real quick, though, Lisa, before we even go further? And no judgment here, but obviously you had to go on his phone to see his saved photos. Was there a reason we were looking at his phone?
He's been acting different for like the past month.
Let me stop you again though. So before we get to the safe photos, is that the only place we checked, or was it like the messages are cleared, text messages are cleared, and this was like the last, like, but let me just check this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's fair. Hmm.
Yes. So, but the thing is, I clicked on like one of the pages in their profiles, one of the women, a few of them, and I scrolled down and I seen some of their pictures. And he put, like, fire emojis and heart eyes and, like, just sweet comments from him. And I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, and let me ask you, though, and hypothetically speaking, Lisa, let's just say we call the flowers to you. Do you think, with what we know but what you told us, do we think that that constitutes cheating for you? And that's different for everybody. But if he's just leaving comments on girls' Instagrams and that's all we find, what do you want to do?
That's fine. I mean, guys look, you know, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, no, that's right. I just want to make sure that we're on the same page. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me just... I'll call him and we'll offer him the flowers. If he sends them to you, I'll put him on hold and see what you want to do going forward. If he sends them to somebody else, we'll get some answers for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
It's War of the Roses. Lisa, let me just recap this real quick with War of the Roses. You and Cam have been dating for about a year and a half officially. Met on Tinder 4 months before that. You guys were just kind of messed around at first. You said basically, you know, what are we? We should be together. He agreed. So we've known each other for 2 years, together for about a year and a half. Last couple, last month or so, things have been odd. He lives by himself, but now says he wants to go to the bar by himself to get a drink, which I think people do that normally, but I guess if it's a change behavior, I understand why that's a little bit suspect. And then we were suspicious. We went through his phone, didn't find any hardcore, surefire evidence, but he had saved photos on Instagram of what you said were regular people, not celebrities, and was leaving comments on their page. Right, that's kind of like the Spark Notes version?
Yes.
Okay. So let me call him and I'll offer him the flowers. Again, if he sends them to you, we'll throw them on hold and then see what you want to do. If he sends somebody else, we'll figure out what's going on, okay?
Okay.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hello.
Hi, looking for Cam, please.
This is Cam.
Cam, my name is Mike Newton from Wymus Flowers. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. We are, I'll get right to it, man. You sound like a busy guy. We are a local flower shop in the area. Doing some community outreach and grill marketing, so I might be in the market for flowers. We buy lists from Facebook and Google and that kind of thing. And so I'm calling to offer you a free bouquet of a dozen red roses to send anybody in the content in the United States. It's kind of we call it our Plant Our Seed program. And the idea is that one day when you need flowers down the line, you think of us and you use our services.
No, thanks, man. I'm kind of busy today.
Maybe just pause real quick. I would only ask, this is we're mom pop shop, man. We're trying to make it. The big flower change, best flower, is they're really coming at us in whole flower. And so we're really just trying to survive, man. And it'd be a huge factor to me. We're a mom and pop industry. I've seen my mom and pop run this thing from plant to harvest. And it'd be doing me a huge favor. I mean, all I need, though, and I'm going to be honest, and I know, like, all I need is just the first name of the person you want to send flowers to in a card, and even if you want to give me an address, at least I can put it in my system so my parents think that they invest this money wisely, because they're worried right now they're not getting their money back. So that's all I ask.
You're not going to need a credit card number?
Nope.
You don't need my credit card?
No, sir. Nope, just the first name, and if you don't want to send this person flowers, that's fine. But, like, they're free. And if I ask for a credit card, by all means, hang up the phone. Deal?
All right.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for supporting small business. So they are a dozen. Yeah, thank you, man. They are a dozen. They are red. They're long stem, which is a little bit longer than our medium stem and about twice as big as our short stem, or roughly in that range. And so I need the first name of the person you want to send flowers to.
Krista.
Krista. Is that with a K?
Yep, K-R-Y-S-T-A.
Y, got it. And then Krista to you is, I have a drop-down box here, is girlfriend, wife, fiance, lover, someone special?
Yeah, just a friend right now, actually, but hopefully soon she'll be someone special.
Okay,
not that she's not special already, but yeah.
But okay, but she'll be somebody special to you. Like, it'll be more than just a friend thing. Is that what we're
right,
saying?
That's what I'm hoping.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, perfect. Yeah. And then on the card to Krista, what do you want to say?
Just something like, can't wait to get to know you more, from Cam, XOXO, just something simple.
Can't wait to get to know you more. So, okay, from Cam, and then XO. You want the XOXO at the end? Or before your name? Because a lot of times, I'm just asking you.
Whatever most people normally do.
If you want to, man, like, I've done this before. Like, I'll put chapstick on and I'll kiss the card so it looks like you kissed it. I can do that for you, too, if you want.
I mean, if you want to, man.
Seriously? Who's Krista?
Lisa?
Yeah, Lisa.
Cam, my name is John. Ryan Rose here as well. If you remember,
we're doing
more of the roses. That is your girlfriend, Lisa, of about 2 years.
Yeah, girlfriend of 2 years.
I thought
years.
You told me there wasn't a catch, man.
Well, yeah, I said there's no catch as far as pain, which is technically that wasn't a lie. But who's Krista, and why do you want to get to know her better?
Some Instagram girl, probably. Who?
All right, well, first of all, Lisa, good to hear from you.
Okay. But, Well, you're acting very nonchalant, dude. I don't think you fully understand. Like, Lisa knew you're doing something suspect. We called you. You're sending the flowers to somebody who's not your girlfriend in 2 years. You seem a little bit too calm for this.
Well, I don't think Lisa, maybe she hasn't told you that it's something we've always openly discussed about getting other people involved in our relationship. And I was just... She's also always telling me to be more assertive. So here I am, to, you know, trying to make things, better for the both of us.
Hold on a second.
No, I meant get assertive with getting your oil changed or finding a career or something. Not getting assertive with bringing women into the bedroom.
Wait, Lisa, can I ask? Okay, but let me just ask, though. Is this something you guys have talked about, Lisa?
No.
Okay.
I meant be assertive about life. And
So Cam, how did you misconstrued... grab life by the horns with, I need to talk to more women to bring him into my relationship.
Yeah.
God.
Lisa's not telling you the truth here. Like, we've always talked about having an open relationship, so.
But then, then Lisa shouldn't be surprised you're doing this, though. Like, then, like, Lisa probably would have not needed us to see if you're being cheating if you guys have been as open as you say.
No.
Right. Yeah.
Yes,
I'm not trying to hurt anyone's feelings here or anything.
No, that's correct. Yeah. No, I'm right. Okay. Well, what was that, Cam?
It's not like I'm not here trying to hurt Lisa's feelings or even necessarily hide anything.
No, why would you not send her flowers, though?
Yeah. Why aren't you sending me roses?
Oh, I get her gifts all the time.
What's the last gift you gave her?
Oh, come on.
Exactly.
I mean, I do favors more than gifts. Like,
okay,
you know,
what's the last favor?
Uh-huh.
What's the last, and if you say the big O, I know you're lying. So what's the last favor?
Well, last time I was over her place and her house was kind of messy and I cleaned up and did all her dishes for her while she slept in. So
look, you're saying that I'm the liar about bringing women in, that we talked about an open relationship. No, if I knew about that, honestly, and the whole radio world is listening to, then why aren't you telling me about the roses to Krista? Like, it doesn't make any sense. You don't make any sense.
Well, because I wanted to wait before it got far enough before,
why would
you
send flowers to your girlfriend first, though?
Yeah.
Why would she be your first one?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, why don't you think about
that? Whatever.
War of the Roses is pre-taped and possibly edited for broadcast with permission granted from all participants.
Want more roses? Go to ymsradio.com.
Always open for your thoughts on a War of the Roses, 877-995-4681, or you can text 99338 as well. To Leesburg we go. Jane, good morning.
Morning.
What do you want to say with War of the Roses?
I mean, honestly, these two, they're meant for each other, honestly.
Yeah, no, I think that's like the only way you can really explain it, is that they are just two peas in the love pod. Jane, thank you for calling. Have a great day.
You too.
Everything celebs, music, TV. Rose has the entertainment report coming up. What you got?
There is another DJ Khaled Drake collaboration coming.
Plus, we get you into our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball. Hang on. I put it to you this way. There's less than 100 tickets left for iHeartRadio Jingle Ball presented by Capital One, December 14th, Capital One Arena. But that means if there's less than 100 tickets, that means that there's like maybe 50 pairs left, means like...
You're going to have some FOMO.
Yeah.
Better get on it.
So that show's going to sell out soon. Mm-hmm. Jonas Brothers, Megan Thee Stallion, Doja Cat, Sweetie, and more. Grab your tickets, ymsradio.com. I give it 12 hours. That's my official bet before the thing is officially sold out. Got tickets for you in a second. First up, Everything Celebs, Music, TV. Rose has the entertainment report. What you got?
Yeah, so Dave Chappelle made a surprise appearance at his alma mater, D.C.'s Duke Ellington School of the Arts, to let the kids voice their concerns about the trans comments that he made on his Netflix special. Now, the reaction from students was mixed, and the day he showed up to the school was the day that the school was supposed to officially rename its theater after him, but they postponed that because of the controversial comments. Now, apparently, he showed up, and almost 600 students also showed up along with faculty and staff. Many people who were there say that he was pretty dismissive and he interrupted a lot of kids and talked down to them and apparently was pretty unapologetic in his stance. Everyone had to put their phones in a bag, but I guess he brought a camera crew to record everything, so not sure if that's going to be part of something that he's working on. But in spite of the tension between him and the kids, he was quick to defend the kids against fans who actually started threatening them on Dave's behalf, which is bizarre that that's even a thing. He also handed out 600 Thanksgiving meals and tickets to a screening of his new documentary Untitled. So not totally like all bad reviews. I mean, it's pretty cool that he gave out Thanksgiving meals. Yeah. DJ Khaled said that he and Drake are teaming up again on what he calls a crazy song. There's footage that DJ Khaled shared from his birthday party. He was FaceTiming with Drake, and he says that this song is coming out real soon and that the vocals are in. That's all the information I have right now, but I'll keep you updated. And Kim Kardashian might be moving on with Pete Davidson, but the artist formerly known as Kanye West, because he changed his name to Ye, isn't willing to let her go so easily. In fact, he's trying to win her back. He did an appearance at the Los Angeles Mission's annual Thanksgiving event and gave a speech about his family, the mistakes he made, how God wants him to reunite with his estranged wife. He also posted an old black and white photo of him kissing Kim on Instagram, along with a screenshot of a TMZ story with the headline, Kanye West says God will bring Kim and him back together, inspire millions. And he tagged both Kim and TMZ. He's like, he's trying, even though it seems like Kim has completely moved on. But keep you updated on that. If you're looking for something to watch, the Greek Christmas Light Fight is on ABC. If you want to get in the holiday spirit, The Voice on NBC, Below Deck on Bravo. You get Washington football team taking on Seattle tonight for Monday Night Football. And then trending streaming-wise, Hawkeye on Disney Plus is big. There's a new series with Kevin Hart called True Story. It's number one on Netflix right now. Bruised is also trending. That's the Halle Berry movie. And then season 4 of Selling Sunset is out.
Thanks, Rose.
You're welcome.
Everything Entertainment is up. Pina Podcast. Shelby having your thought shower out. Talking about parenting your parents when it comes time to have to do that. You can listen to ymsradio.com. This is a want to do. So Jingle Ball is going to be sold out. It's a given now. Like 50 pairs of tickets left. I want to get you in, though. And in light of Kanye, that's a very cringe thing to post.
It is.
And it's also like she wouldn't see that and be like, well, you know what?
Yes.
It's time.
Yeah.
I want to do this to get you in. What was the cringe way they tried to win you back? You broke up. Maybe you caught them doing something that they shouldn't be doing. And they did this cringe thing thinking you'd forget about it and win you back. The best one you get tickets to Jingle Ball. 877-995-4681 is the number to call. We can change your name and change your voice if you want to do that, especially if you're in a relationship now. Understand, we can protect that. Or you can text 99338, call you back from a Maryland number. The cringe way they try to win you back. The best one, you win tickets to Jingle Ball. You're going to see her. I'm very excited to see her, by the way. Doja Cat on now. It's Did You Know? Here's what we're going to do. Our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball nearly sold out. There's like 50 pairs of tickets left. December 14th, Capital One Arena. You can buy them at ymsradio.com. We're going to get you in right now, though. What is the cringy thing they did to try to win you back? Over the weekend, Kanye tagged ex-wife Kim in an Instagram post. What is the cringy thing they did to try to get you back? Best one, you win tickets to Jingle Ball. 877-995-4681 to call. 99338 to text. If you want, we can change your name. We can change your voice, just like fake name Amanda. Good morning, fake name Amanda.
Good morning.
So this was boyfriend, fiance, or what was he to you?
It was a boyfriend.
Okay,
boyfriend.
And what happened?
Well, he was lying and cheating.
Okay, nice. I mean, so, not nice, classic, but yeah, okay, yep.
Classic story, yeah. He was lying and cheating, obviously doing some shady stuff on his phone.
Sure.
Yeah. So what he did was he mailed me his phone through the mail so I can go through it.
Wait, so you busted him through his phone originally?
Yes.
I'm assuming, okay. Absolutely. So this dude's logic was, okay, I got busted on the phone. I know what will make fake Amanda trust me. I will mail her my phone and give her unlimited access to the phone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, not for you.
No, as if he didn't delete everything that I had already seen.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, and then so like he's and instead of like having you go through it, there he goes. I mean, obviously he cleared the phone. Did you even bother looking?
Absolutely not.
Yeah,
absolutely not. What a waste of my time.
Did you keep the phone?
Yes.
Allegedly. All right. That's hey. Listen, no judgment here. Fake name Amanda. You were in the running hall. 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Let me know what yours is. What is the cringy way they try to win you back? 877-995-4681 to call. 99338 to text. Call you back from a Maryland number. Try and get you into our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball presented by Capital One. Your call's next. This next thing brought to you by Tour Merch. My What's Next Tour Merch. Everything in the store is on sale right now for Cyber Monday. So the cool thing is it all benefits the Fisher House Foundation. So if you go to internjohnstore.com, use code COMEDY. All like the Tour Merch, my man shirts, baby onesies, masks. It's all 25% off. And especially now, Fisher House does a great job making sure that Santa comes to all the Fisher Houses.
Yeah. Because
there's a lot of kids who are there while mom or dad needs to get some things taken care of, if you will. So if you want to support the Fisher House, you want to get my man shirt or the onesie, all that stuff, internjohnstore.com, code COMEDY for 25% off. This is wild. You thought your ex was trifling. The cringe thing they did to try to win you back. Kanye made a post about Kim and tagged her about how he's gonna, you know, God's gonna bring him back together.
Lord,
perhaps
help.
We'll see. But I want to know, what is the cringe thing your ex did? 877-995-4681 to call. 99338 to text. We're gonna come out of the bat. Let me go to Easton. We go Amber. Good morning.
Hey guys.
Hi.
So you were together with this person for how long?
So we were together for 8 years.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
And they
we were
so
during for about 2 years.
Okay.
And it worked. I had like suspicions he was cheating with other people, whatever. So we break up, and this girl, quote unquote friend, she kept on asking me, "Hey, you should move in with me, be my roommate." All of this stuff, like, if she had, like, events coming up, she would be like, "Hey, do you have, like, any cute dresses, this and that?" I just had, like, weird feelings about her. So, anyway, my ex, who was trying to get back with me, was actually sleeping with her.
Oh.
Yeah, trying to, like, persuade me to get back, like, think he would, like, make me jealous.
Yes.
Oh,
so
man.
So just to recap, Amber, he was already cheating on you, and then you kicked his ass to the curb. His logic was, I bet you if I sleep with somebody she knows, then she'll want me back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Yeah. They would, like, go out and hang out with friends, make me jealous, and then he call me after. It was crazy. It was definitely something
gross.
Funny.
Did he drive a pickup truck?
Sorry?
Did he drive a pickup truck?
No.
Okay.
He wasn't manly.
Right. Amber Hall, 1 second, you're in the running. That is also that such dude logic of like, listen, I'm going to, I shouldn't tell that story. No, in college, what my roommate and I, we, listen.
What?
Your boy's never been like the smoothest when it comes to ladies. We thought it'd be a good idea to convince girls that we were like, if girls think we're hooking up with other girls, they'll be like, oh, we should hook up with them. Went to the Dollar Tree. Bought some undergarments, hung it from the ceiling of the dorm, and we
so gross.
Because in our 18-year-old minds, they're like, oh, well, these dudes, totally, something must be going on here. It's like, we're trying to create the BDE before Pete Davidson created the BDE.
How'd that work out for you?
Not well.
Yeah.
Not well, then, and that's another story. Mm-hmm. It turns out people, anyway. Let me go to Alexandria. We go. Christina, good morning.
Hey, girl.
Good morning.
This is a big contender, Christina. So you guys broke up, and he did what?
Yeah, so we broke up, and we broke up right before Christmas last year, and he still decided to show up to my family's gathering.
Wow.
Acting like nothing happened, and he had cheated on me, so it was like a bad breakup.
Yeah.
He still decided to show up and act like nothing happened, and I hadn't even told my family yet.
So he probably realized then, he goes, well, if I just show up, she certainly won't tell family and friends that.
How's that gonna win you back, though, bro?
Because then, like, maybe she'll see how much mom and dad and grandma and you know, little cousin love me, and then she'll realize the error in her ways. That was kind of his logic?
Exactly. That's exactly what his thought process was.
Did you, and when you saw him, did you pull him aside and give him, like, the quiet talking to, or did you just say, we broke up?
Yeah, I did take him outside, and I was like, what's going on? But I didn't want to cause a scene in front of my family, so I just kind of let it play out, and then,
Oh, man, you are so much nicer than I would ever be.
You're a better person than me. Yeah. Christina, hold on 1 second. You were in the running. Could you? And that is just like, that's such dude logic. She can't get mad at me in public.
Oh, but I would.
I would.
Let me go. Oh, wait. No, this is DJ. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
So you, is your ex-girlfriend that did this?
Yes.
What happened?
We broke up like 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. And the following Wednesday, she bought me a ring and asked me to marry her.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
And then she bought me a car for Christmas.
So this lady, you guys break up, she buys you a ring and a car?
Yep.
Was it a nice car?
Jonathan.
I mean, like,
it was a 95 Supra.
And did we...
Like 98 Supra.
Yeah, why'd y'all break up? Was she being trifling?
I don't know, she was like older than me and was really insecure and kept thinking of some younger girl was going to take me away from her.
Okay, well, listen, all right, DJ, you are in the running. Depending on the car.
Stop it.
I'll hear you out. We'll do more of these next. The cringe thing they did, try to get you back. 877-995-4681. Okay, we're talking about the cringe way they try to win you back. 877-995-4681. Marissa, so your person made you a website.
Oh, God.
Yes. So now that I think about it, I think it was a Facebook, a whole separate Facebook account, and it was like 1,000 followers to win my girlfriend back.
Sure. So logic was, if he got 1,000 people to like the page, surely you'd have to take him back.
Correct.
Okay. How did he get to the 1,000 or no?
He did, and I commented on it and said, I don't care how many likes or followers you get, we're never getting back together.
Thank God, Marissa, because for a second after he said he did, I was like, please, girl, don't be like, and now we're married and having three kids, because I feel like that'd be No, that's a risky move, but hey, listen, that way the public, I think the dude's logic again is like public. It was, as long as you can do like the public guilt,
didn't work,
that's the way to do it. Okay, Marissa, hold on 1 second. You are in the running as well. There's just so many of these.
There's so many.
Let me go. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning. How are you guys?
I'm doing well. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, it was good. It was good. Got to spend it with family.
Fantastic. And not this doucher of an ex.
Oh, boy.
Oh, thank God, no.
So what happened?
Yeah, he was actually a coworker who wore me down for 6 months before I eventually agreed to start dating him.
Oh, my God.
And he had felt me pulling away about a year in.
Sure.
And, first thing, I was away for a weekend on a girls' trip, and when he felt me pulling away, he moved into my apartment.
No.
Wait.
Without your permission?
Creeper.
I think that's called
breaking
in.
Permission.
Okay. Yeah.
came back and everything was there. And he was like, yeah, babe, like, we're doing this. And
ew, no, we're not. No.
It was clearly doomed to fail.
Yeah.
So it took a bit to get him out. But when I eventually, like, fully broke up with him, totally done, he sent me a receipt for a $17,000 engagement ring that he was like, see how much I love you.
I had an ex do that once, too. The weirdest.
Did you ask for a photo of the ring, though, Jessica? Because I would want proof the ring was real.
I know, same. I'd be like, Part of me wondered, like, is this...
Yeah, I was like, is this just a manipulation? But honestly, it did not matter either way. Mm-hmm. It was never going to happen. I'm not the kind of person that would sway me when we were definitely not in that place. Anyway.
Yeah.
Jessica, and just so you know, you are among friends here, and we love and support you. But I have to imagine there were red flags prior to him breaking into your place and buying you a ring.
That's why she was pulling away. That perhaps we missed.
Can you just give me one of those other red flags looking back? It's like, yeah, and he also had a bunch of sisters that made out with each other. Like, what would be...
What?
I mean, it was such an unhealthy relationship. Yeah. But, like, any time I tried to make plans with, like, hey, I'm going to go do this weekend, he would just, like, buy me a ticket to Texas to go see his family. They're like, oh, no, we're doing this.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No. Okay. And by the way... Yeah.
It was not just like a few red flags. It was like a whole bouquet of red flags.
Yes. But at least we got out, though. So there is that. Yeah, and Jessica, you win the tickets. So we cannot wait to see you at Jingle Ball, okay?
It's crazy.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Oh, no. Hold on. I'm going to put you on hold in case we lost you. Yeah, so hold on. But I do want to get, though, a very special runner-up who will hook up with a bunch of my man stuff. Shelby, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, yours is also amazing. So you were on and off for 4 years with this guy, and what happened?
So I was on and off for 4 years, and he kept going back and forth between me and one other girl, so just back and forth 4 years. And I got to the point I had blocked him off of everything, and he went on vacation with the other girl and downloaded some kind of app that he could use to text me, sent me a picture of him and her, and said, I really wish this was you instead, with a frowny face. And
what the hell?
What a turd in that poor girl.
That is his name Chase? Sounds like a Chase. Doesn't sound like a Chase would do.
It's so bad.
That is just like, did you tell the other girl, or are they still together?
They're not still together. I didn't bother because, I mean, she would always find out eventually, and sure. I was like, mm-hmm. I'm just over this. I did flip back on him, and I was like, you're disgusting.
Yeah, 100%. Gross, and thank God we're out of that. Shelby, I'm going to put you in hover and give you my man shirt and like a hoodie, okay?
Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Hold on 1 second. You can continue over text 99338. The best part is it's Monday, which means we got John's little secret next. If you have a secret or a confession, something you want to get off your chest, let us know. We got Doja Cat got our tickets because the show's almost sold out. Wouldn't that be embarrassing if she couldn't get in? So I'm so performing, but ma'am, you need a ticket. She's going to be at Jingle Ball December 14th. They say there's 100 tickets left, which like really
that's
means
going to go really fast.
Well, it really means there's 50 pairs left. Like, because nobody goes by themselves. That's true. If you do, by all means, do it. But like about 50 pairs left, so grab yours because once it's sold out, it's gone. YMSRadio.com December 14th, Capital One Arena. We're going to do the meet and greet in the concourse too. So we can't wait to see you for the first time in like a long time. It's going to be a lot of fun. YMSRadio.com. It was my week. Weekend for only YMS, the exclusive photos of my weekend. So on I don't even know what day it was. Days don't matter.
I know, right? They last run week, together.
I think it was like last Monday. I drove down to Nashville, see my parents for Thanksgiving, loaded up Chewy and Skittles, and went for, it was like a 10-hour drive. It is a long, you don't realize how big Virginia is until you drive. Yep. I've been here 9 years. Mm-hmm. I've only been in Nova. Like, I haven't really ventured too much outside of like Virginia. Too. So then like it's just a long, long stay. But it was fun. It was great to be there. So the photos I have, I've got this bottle of whiskey called Turkey Tom, which I'd never seen before. I like buying like bottles of things that look cool.
Mm-hmm.
This one's a turkey. And
yeah,
that's
it
why it's
fun.
Yeah. And here's the thing. It's you drink out of it's is booty. Like they're like the
yeah.
The opening okay. of the plug is in the back, and that's right. where you drink out. So maybe for the Christmas party, we crack them open. I know it's not the same holiday, but that's up there. My brother got a new dog. Him and his girlfriend did.
Huge.
They're getting yeah. serious.
Well, they also have a house. They're getting a house, too. So they're doing a lot of things. I'm like, we should, yeah. But they're lovely together. But the dog is, she's, they're getting a lot of, like, very stressful things all at once with, like, the new puppy and the new house. The dog, though, she's an Australian Shepherd, and the coloring on her, it's in such a way that it looks like she's a friar. Like, she looks like Friar Tuck. Like, aww. It looks like she has a bald patch on the top and then a bunch of hair around, so there's a photo of her. And then went to the Predators game. My parents are a friend of the show, and one of my, like, best friends.
Best friends.
Wayne D is the host in the rink, so got to go with that. My dad decided during the game that was a good time for me to explain to him how the cloud works. And here's the thing about the cloud. Nobody knows how it works. Nobody, if for $1 million, all I know is it holds things. Have no idea how it works. I had to go through my dad's phone because his phone was full and try to create room. Because his phone, he has like an older phone. So I think it's like 30 gigs of memory, which is not a lot of memory because mine's like 200.
Yeah. So I don't even know what mine is.
I had to go through his apps and be like, do you use this app? And have him be like, I don't know. I'm like, well,
I don't know.
Okay. And it wasn't like apps that like you use every day. It was like numbers and like Keynote, like no apps I don't think anybody uses. And he's like, what's this app for? I'm like, well, it's basically Microsoft Excel. Do you use that? I don't know. Like, well, according to this, he used it yesterday. So I don't know if he opened it in an accident or what, but we got it down, got the cloud set up. That was a lot of fun. And then the last photo is Chewy. So Chewy, there was four dogs in my parents' house because my brother, his girlfriend's sister, they had two dogs. I had Chewy and Skittles. It was a lot of dogs, like as a whole. And Chewy was he just passed out. So
he was pooped.
Yeah, you know what? The man, he has a lot keeping us safe. So he earned a little resty.
Chewy.
You can see the photos. They're up onlyyms.com. Got John's little secret on the way. Riley's got the three things you need to know next. If you have not gotten your tree yet, you got to get on it. Hang on. Let's do this.
From the city that changes the world, here's Riley with three things. Things you need to know.
But your Cyber Monday, Riley's got the three things you need to know. What you got?
So the new COVID Omicron variant everyone's been talking about has already made its way to North America. Canadian officials report two cases have been detected in Ontario. The two people who tested positive had recently traveled to Nigeria. Now there's six new cases in Scotland. Following suit with a number of other countries around the world, the U.S. will be restricting travel from South Africa and seven other countries starting today. President Biden is going to provide Americans with an update on their response to the new variant as of today as well. So the nationwide Christmas tree shortage is now affecting DMV tree farms. Like, I went to Lowe's to get my Christmas tree this weekend, and it was sparse. There was maybe 15 trees in the whole lot. So local tree lots have had a third of the supply, and apparently the ones that they do have are pretty tiny. So apparently this stems back to the 2008 financial crisis when people weren't really buying Christmas trees. That led growers to plant less trees, and it takes about a decade for them to grow. Add to that all the supply chain issues and all the price hikes in the pandemic. People are now going in a frenzy to get the real trees immediately, and there's not a lot. The pickings are slim. So if you see one that you like today, you might want to go get it. And Baltimore is set to launch the Squeegee Kid Employment Program. This is really cool. So Squeegee Kids work at stoplights and intersections cleaning windshields for money. And for some kids, this is their main form of income. Mm-hmm. So now there's an employment program that will launch mid-December to pair former Squeegee Kids with jobs in the hospitality industry. So it's a 90-day Squeegee Action Plan, and the employment program is going to be offered in partnership with Canopy by Hilton. So they're going to work with Canopy Hotel, rotating jobs like bellhop, maintenance staff, working in the hotel restaurant, and just get on the site job training. Really awesome. Coming up next hour in three things, your dog could be the next Budweiser star. I'll tell you how coming up.
About damn time. They need to.
Honestly, I immediately thought of Chewy when I saw this.
That boy needs to do something. He's just getting lazy.
Hey, Riley. Okay, you're welcome.
I got to set my tree still, too. That's going to be
fun for you. You haven't done that in years.
Step one is find it. I've never set it up, period. In my entire life, I've never set it up myself.
Are you serious?
Yes. I'm Dixie Chick serious. Absolutely not. Somebody else has set it up. Somebody else has taken it down. I always like people volunteer. So I'll attempt. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow after hockey. We'll see. Let's do, this is what we're going to do next, though. John's little secret on your morning show. If you have a secret, you have a confession, something you've been hiding, something you can't tell the people in your circle, you don't want to be judged, you tell us. 877-995-4681. Change your name, change your voice, or you can text 99338. First, be
maybe
you
have a confession. Maybe you have a little secret, something that's been kind of bugging you for a little bit, maybe eating you up. You can't tell anybody your life, so you want to tell us.
That's quite all right. This is the Circle of Trust. John's Little Secret on your morning show. 877-995-4681 to call. 99338 to text. The best part is we change your name. We change your voice. Nobody's going to know who you are. Fake name Hannah. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So got you in the voice change. And I just need to understand this. You are currently single. Like, you're not in a committed relationship, right?
Not in a committed relationship.
Okay, and we are talking to several people, which is fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But your secret for John's little secret is what?
Well, one of the people that I'm seeing, their bathroom has incredible lighting. So I will take selfies let's just call them selfies and send them to other people that I'm seeing while I'm there.
Okay, so, like, may I ask, like, how many people are we talking to? And again, no judgment, but...
Like, 4 or 5.
Okay, so if you're at, like, Jimmy's house, Jimmy's got the great lighting, great mirrors, you'll take, like, a photo, like, on Snap or something and send it to, like, Chris, Tim, and Jeff.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yep.
Is there anything in the bathroom that gives away you're at a dude's house? Or, like, do the guys, are they aware of, like, oh, that's definitely not her house?
No one knows.
Do you feel bad about it at all? Or is it because, like, you're being honest with, like, you know, you're not committed?
I don't feel bad at all, no.
Okay.
It's good lighting.
Is this something we've done before, like in previous, like, situationships?
No, I really wasn't, like, a selfie person.
Yeah.
But, like, that bathroom kind of changed the game.
Well, I mean, listen, nobody can turn down good lighting. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Thank you so much for calling. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
If you have a confession or you have a secret, please let us know. We'll change your name, we'll change your voice. You get to get that little monkey off your shoulder. 877-995-4681 to call, 99338 to text. John's Little Secret on your morning show. Let me read these texts real quick. It's John's Little Secret on your morning show. Somebody texted.
Oh, God, what?
Good morning. I had an awkward Thanksgiving. My boyfriend and my sneaky link were at my mom's for Thanksgiving. My sneaky link is my mom's coworker.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Somebody else texted 99338. My husband and I became swingers in quarantine. So there is that. Listen,
good
no
for
judgment.
You, I guess.
877-995-4681. Let me go to fake name Rebecca. Good morning, fake name Rebecca.
Hi.
So your confession for John's little secret is what?
So me and my best friend made a fake Instagram account because the last relationship she was in, there was a homewrecker. So now we're trying to homewreck her in the relationship.
Oh,
wait! So you guys are being vigilantes and trying to ruin her ex's new relationship.
Yeah, because she ruined my best friend's relationship.
Listen, so. Girlfriend,
well,
I get
an eye
it.
For an eye, I guess, right?
Hold my hoops and watch me swing. Now, are we trying to bait the dude into talking to this fake account, or how are we doing it?
Yeah, he's already DMing the fake account.
Really? And where'd you get the photos from?
Her, my best friend's friend's cousin, all the way like across the country.
That's kind of smarter than too, because then you can get like current photos and like video probably if you want to.
Yeah.
The I don't know what they in like. I guess to that dude. Can I ask? Is the fake account is she attractive?
Yeah, she is really pretty.
Yeah, I always assume anytime somebody reaches out who's like really pretty, I always assume that somebody's, everybody who DMs me, assume you're fake.
It's fake, yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
So this guy either is like very confident in himself or he's an idiot. I mean, he's for sure the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
He's very cocky.
Fake name Rebecca, thank you for calling. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Oh, this one's really good. Hold on. I'll do this quickly. Fake name Christina, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You, by the way, this is amazing. Your confession is what?
I spent months joining PS5 restocks and waiting in lines of like hours. And I finally got my boyfriend a PS5 for Christmas, and it's eating me a lot. To tell him
until
Christmas.
Oh, like, yeah, I hear you.
That is so dope, though, because like that, like video games, mm-hmm. I think they were frowned upon for a long time. For mm-hmm. a lot of dudes, though, it's a way to keep track of your, but to your friends, though.
Is it like a stress reliever, too, though?
Yeah, but it's a lot of it's just like, hey, my friends. Now, our friend Cruz hates fun and friends.
Oh, pff, leave him alone. Hey, he just got in. Good God.
Our boss Cruz walked in. Wait, hold on. But Faden and Christina, that is fantastic. Can I put you in hold and get your coffee?
He's like, what's going on?
Oh, thank you.
Hold on 1 second. Hey, man. How you doing?
Run, Cruz, run.
We're on the air. What are you doing?
Are we?
Are you just looking to make sure I was on the air?
No, I was walking by. And
how's your finger?
It's, you know, it's healing up nicely.
So our boss, Cruz, posted a photo that he went to the ER. Not the ER, but you went to urgent care. Do you want to shout him out?
Yeah, it was Patient First in Chantilly. And by the way, they were all listeners to Hot 99.5, which was very nice.
Did we lose nerve? Are you okay?
No, we didn't lose anything, yeah. Which is good. They fixed me up nice and
now,
nice
the
and
best
good.
Part about the whole right. thing was you posted the photo and you know outside the ER, and you're standing in the crosswalk. And what I said, survived stabbing, takes photo in crosswalk.
No, God.
It was the parking lot. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, you were in the crosswalk, though.
It was the parking lot.
All right.
Well,
OH.
I mean, but that brisket, though.
Oh, blue.
Listen, I'm glad they won for your sake. So, anyway, hey, did we sell it yet?
We're very close. We're like 100 tickets away from selling out.
Right. 50 pairs is how I like to put it. So, there we go. Hey, good seeing you, man.
Good seeing you.
Have a blessed day. Rose has so the entertainment report coming up next. What you got?
We have to talk about The Rock giving away his own personal truck.
Plus, getting you into 21 Pilots. Hang on. Gonna get you to 21 Pilots in a second. First, though, everything celebs, music, TV. Rose has the entertainment report. What you got for us,
so,
friend?
This is so awesome. Ariana Grande is taking her role as coach on The Voice pretty seriously. So seriously, in fact, that she invited her remaining team members to her family Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, wow.
Like, are you kidding? How cool would that be to celebrate with Ariana and her family? Like, you're family now. You're part
that's really
of
cool.
Ariana's family. Some sad news. Virgil Abloh, who is a Louis Vuitton designer and Off-White founder, has died at the age of 41 after a years-long private cancer battle. Now, Virgil was a revolutionary designer, started off as an intern for Fendi, became the first black man to take charge at Louis Vuitton, and he's worked with celebrities like Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, Drake, damn. BTS. He designed Hailey Bieber's wedding dress.
Oh.
So you definitely know his work. Probably saw a lot of tributes posted for him this weekend. So our thoughts are with his loved ones. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson really got into the Thanksgiving spirit and wanted to thank a Navy vet for Thanksgiving by giving him his own personal truck. Like the truck
really
that
cool.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson would be driving around. This was during a special Thanksgiving screening of Red Notice. He gave Oscar Rodriguez, who was in the audience, a shout out for his acts of kindness. So Oscar is a personal trainer. He's a leader in his church. He supports and provides meals for women who are victims of domestic violence. And he does all that while he cares for his elderly mom at home. So The Rock gave him his custom Ford F-150 Raptor pickup. And I'm like,
that's cool.
That is the coolest. The Rock posted some videos and pictures. And I mean, needless to say, Oscar was stunned. Like, he collapsed when he read the note saying that The Rock was giving that to him. I have the videos and pictures up for you, YMSradio.com. It's so, so, so cool. If you're looking for something to watch, The Great Christmas Light Fight is on ABC. The Voice on NBC, Below Deck on Bravo. You get the Washington football team taking on Seattle for Monday Night Football tonight. And then trending streaming-wise, you get Hawkeye on Disney. There's a new series with Kevin Hart called True Story. It's number one on Netflix right now. Bruise is also trending. And then season 4 of Selling Sunset is out and got a lot of people talking.
Thanks, Rose.
You're welcome.
If you need a podcast to listen to, Shelby and I drop a new thought shower talking about when you have to parent. your own parents, based on my travels this past weekend and her dealings as well. You can check at ymsradio.com. These two dudes, one of my favorite bands on the planet, 21 Pilots, good old Midwest boys. Oh, they call it soda and sip hop. I remember asking them that, and I was so disappointed. But they're going to be at Capital One September 3rd. They are fantastic live. We see them at the iHeart Festival. They're just amazing. You want to go to the show for free, we're going to do board game of the day. You beat somebody on the show, you win tickets to 21 Pilots. You want to go? 877-995-4681. Getting you into 21 Pilots first. Kid Leroy on your morning show. The show's going to be fantastic. 21 Pilots going to be at Capital One next September. You want to go? We'll do board game of the day on your morning show. 877-995-4681. We spin the wheel to see what we're going to play. They're one of the best bands I've ever seen live, by the way, too.
Yeah, so good.
Very, very nice dudes. Good old Ohio boys. Gonna do Wish I Didn't Know, which is it's a trivia game where like the answers, it's just kind of like, it's not good stuff. For instance, if it was Riley versus Rose, Riley, let you guess first. In 2004, a New York woman needed emergency surgery after a bit from a dentist drill flew off and punctured her sinus cavity.
Okay.
What was the dentist doing during the time of the accident?
Oh, God.
Was the dentist wearing the laughing gas mask? Was dentist B, pretending the drill was a gun and trying to holster it?
Woo.
Was dentist C, dancing to the song Car Wash? Or D, teaching a class on safety protocols?
Teaching a class on safety protocols?
That's incorrect, Rose. Oh. Your guess.
I'm going to say he was treating it like a gun and trying to holster it.
He was also incorrect, Riley. Okay. He was either wearing the laughing gas mask or dancing to the song Car Wash.
Wearing the laughing gas mask. Wow, he
dancing to the song Car Wash.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad he wasn't wearing the laughing gas mask. Let's just be clear with that.
Sometimes he's got to dance. Listen, sometimes when the music hits you, you can't help yourself. Could be during surgery, whatever it is.
Feeling.
No, let me go to Haymarket we go. Amy, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So,
good morning.
Amy, first of all, who on the show do you want to play against?
Rose.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, Amy, I'm going to ask you the question. You get first crack to answer, okay?
Okay.
Roughly 7,000 people per year die due to what fixable issue in the medical field? Is it A, doctor's sloppy handwriting? Is it B, staff mixing up patient names? Is it C, failure to read medicine labels? Or D, stethoscope malfunctions?
I'm going to go with the labels.
Rose, you have a guess?
Is it mixing up names?
Incorrect. Back to you, Amy.
What was the last one? Stethoscope malfunction?
Yes, you have that or sloppy handwriting?
Handwriting.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
7,000! Yo, text it out. We've had people, I remember like a month ago, we did like, what old ass thing does your workplace have? Because our computer's Windows 93 is the thing we have in the studio. And there's somebody who worked at the hospital and all the records are written down. Like they don't have it digitally, which is wild.
I feel like my doctor does like the digital prescriptions now. They just like write it and send it to the pharmacy.
My doctor and I are fighting. That's a story for another day. Here we are.
We're going to need to get into this.
Because I like get a prescription, got Adderall, no big deal. And I called to get it filled, and it was like on the 18th, and like, hey, you need a physical. I haven't had one since February. I'm like, okay, that's cool. When can I get in? Mm. And then they said, doctor won't give you a prescription until you come in for physical. I'm like, oh, this would have been good to know
last time
I picked it up. Doctor can't see me till December 6th. So I'm like, y'all know, like, I like need this.
Yeah.
So,
dang it.
Just doing smelling salts in the studio until then.
Okay.
Amy, you won. You're going to go to see 21 Woo! Pilots. Yes. Yes. It's going to be amazing.
I had a terrible morning. This is awesome.
Oh, I'm going to make it better. Hold on just 1 second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hold on 1 second. Get more tickets tomorrow as well for 21 Pilots. It's your morning show. If you're looking to scratch the Cyber Monday itch, everything is on sale from the comedy tour merch and my man shirts and podcast stuff and like my man onesies, which is dope. And all benefits to Fisher House Foundation, especially is important this time of year because Fisher House makes sure that Santa comes to visit the military kids during this time, especially,
so cool.
Which is huge. So if you go to internjohnstore.com, code comedy, 25% off this week. Got really, not really Riley, that's their podcast. Got Ass Riley coming up next. Hang on. if I was a betting man, probably going to sell out today. There's 100 tickets, which means really there's 50 pairs of tickets left for iHeartRadio Junior Bowl presented by Capital One December 14th. It's going to sell out. And I know it's going to, because here's the deal. Even if our boss has to buy tickets himself, it's going to sell out like probably within the next 12 hours. Mm-hmm. Get your tickets, ymsradio.com. You got Jonas Brothers, Megan Thee Stallion, Doja Cat, Saweetie, about 50 pairs left. The show, December 14th, Capital One Arena. We got to ask Riley coming up in minutes. The three things need to know coming up. Next, though, your dog might finally be able to get off its lazy butt and make you some money. First, Ed Sheeran's on. Ah, fun times. Thanks, Hoodie, for taking me this on Instagram. It was 3 years ago. I started teasing Eric that I was going to pull the biggest prank on him ever before the year ended.
You did.
That before the year was over, I was going to pull the biggest prank on him. I gave nobody any hints. I gave nobody any surprises because I knew if it was 3 years ago today, like I had a month, I knew that Eric's mind itself would run wild. That I was going to like firebomb his car. I was going to put hornets in his face. Like that alone would be part of the prank.
Yeah.
And then he would think that was the prank. And what I did was like our studio is designed oddly where the doors are magnetic and they're heavy. Mm-hmm. And to get out, you have to pull. It's a pull door. And the handles on the doors, they're very loose.
Yeah, very.
And
they like, they've been pulled a lot.
I was leaving one of the studios once, and I pulled. I'm like, man, if this thing ever came off, you get locked in the room, and you'd be stuck. So
the worst thing ever to happen to Eric with that thought.
No, it was so good. Because I took off the handle of his door, and I shut the door. Eric was stuck in a glass case of emotion, and he was in there the entire show.
He was really mad.
He broke a broom to try and get out. He did at one point get out, but I, being me, couldn't let the bit end, and I accidentally closed the door on his finger. But that was neither here nor there. Mm. But the best part was the studio has a giant glass window, so you can just like see him. It was literally like being at the zoo. So that was
he was real mad. Like I don't want to relive that part of it, but it was really good. Funny.
It was really happy 3 year anniversary. That was
from the city that changes the world. Here's Riley with three things you need to know.
For your Cyber Monday, three things you need to know. Riley, what you got for us?
So the Cyber Monday, like you said, and on average, shoppers are planning to spend $1,000 on gifts this year, and that is close to 2019 levels before the pandemic. So big ticket items for Black Friday were shoes and beauty, but for Cyber Monday, it's all about electronics and travel. So experts say the trick to getting the best deal is walking away from your cart. Put it in your cart, especially like if you're a subscriber to their, you know, store. Yeah. Because if you leave it there, you might find in 24 to 48 hours, if they haven't sold out of them, they're going to give you an extra offer to entice you. So
that's cool.
There's that. And the sex trafficking trial of Ghislaine Maxwell begins today. Now, she stands accused of being the accomplice of Jeffrey Epstein. Now, here's the thing. Epstein obviously killed himself, so all of his accusers didn't get to take the stand for him. Mm-hmm. They're all now going to take the stand for her. So it's going to get interesting. The trial is expected to last at least 6 weeks. Now, your dog can be Budweiser's next holiday star with their latest Pupweiser contest. So your dog could be displayed on their holiday cans for 2022. No purchase necessary. You just have to be 21 years old and comment on Budweiser's Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with a picture of your four-legged friend. Use the hashtag Pupweiser contest. And what's even better is that Budweiser is donating $1 for every entry up to $25,000 to the ASPCA.
Very cool.
Yeah. Riley, those are the three things you need to know.
Thank you, Riley.
You're welcome.
Speaking of Cyber Monday, too, the My Man shirts and the tour merch and the baby onesies, it's all on 25% off, I think, right now if you go to internjohnstore.com, and it helps the Fisher House. Fisher House is a fantastic group. They're one of the highest rated charities like in the world.
Cool.
And especially during the holiday season, when Rose and I were at the one in St. Pete for the opening, like there was a mom who had, like, I think she had 3 kids under the age of 6.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot to like have to worry about. And there was one child had been there for like 4 years of his life has spent at the Fisher House. They make sure Santa comes. They do all that stuff. All the info, and you can get this stuff. InternJohnStore.com. 25% off with code COMEDY. She's lived her life completely out of order. Somehow has figured it out, though. We do Ask Riley next in the morning show. When it comes to advice, you don't want somebody who's done their life perfectly because that's boring. You want somebody who's literally every possible wrong decision they've made but have learned from their mistakes and now have found they're happy, if you will. Ask Riley on your morning show. You ask, she answers. I think that's a fair assessment.
I
think that's
you're not wrong.
No, that's a fair description. You ask, Eric asked for you, basically. So, for Eric, good morning.
Yo!
How are you?
Great!
All right, what do you got, sir?
All right, dear Riley. I know you were once a single mom, and there's a lady I've been crushing on in my gym that I know has a son because I see her picking him up from the kids' club all the time.
Aww.
I don't want her to think I'm some rude guy or anything, so my question is, how do you ask out a single mom?
Woo!
My man.
Well, so I always like to say, like, what's that scene from the...
Titanic.
No, it's not Titanic. Cuba Gooding Jr., where he's like...
Radio.
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, where he's talking about...
show me money?
No!
That too.
Not that line.
All right, calm down. So with single moms, like, I always try to say, like, you have to have patience, patience, patience. Because a lot of times when they're dating a single mom, they don't realize it's not just, hey, let me get ready. It's, hey, let me get a sitter. Hey, let me get ready. Hey, let me make sure I have the money in my bank account to pay for said sitter. So it's like, if she seems standoffish at first to your proposal of a date, which sounds adorable, A, you can't get up in your feelings about it because she might have a universe of other things going on. And B, like, if you're going to ask her out, you have to know, even though it sounds like just a first date, she's a package deal. Like, from date one to wherever it goes, it's always going to be her children first, then you second. Like, I had this conversation with Marshall about him being fourth. Like, my career, my son, myself, and then him.
Yeah.
Which, like, he understood, but and all that sounds super heavy for a first date. But when it comes to single mothers, man, I mean, that's what it is. And I'll go so far, I think this is weird to even talk about, but I had a guy one time actually say, like, hey, if it's harder for you to go, like, financially for a nanny, do you mind if we do like a cheaper date and I'll use that money to pay for the nanny? I'm like, honestly, I would never ask a guy to do that, yeah. But it was nice that he did, you know? So I think that just being very cognizant about the fact that it's harder for her to go on a first date than what any other girl would be, you're in the right direction.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
How does he know she's a single mom?
Because he says she sees her pick up the kid from the kids'
club. Wedding ring, maybe?
Yeah, but I mean,
you don't have to be married.
I would be careful where she is married.
I mean, maybe there's more to the story. Sock. Maybe you should ask that first. Maybe that's the first tip. Ask if she's dating anyone.
Yeah, you're right.
But no, walk up to her and say, who baby this? Mm-hmm. And then that's how you find out. Riley's advice.
I don't know about that.
I think that's good, though. I think that's good to, because I've always said that, like, single moms get us a lot. This is a huge time commitment. Like,
that's
a lot. Obviously, that's, I think it's, there's more consideration.
Just in check. Like, if you're spending $150 on a dinner with her, she's probably spending that in nanny care.
Damn.
Easily.
Can't you just give a kid the iPad?
No.
Okay. If you have Ask Riley question, you can slide into DMs at Riley Couture. It's your morning show. If you need something to kill time this weekend or today, I guess this weekend, today it's Monday, you can check out onlyyms.com. It's the photos of my weekend in Nashville, my family, got my brother's dog, got Chewy passed out, got Skills doing his thing as well. You can check it at onlyyms.com. Everything celebs, music, TV. Rose has the entertainment report coming. What you got?
Yeah, Dave Chappelle showed up to his alma mater. I'll tell you how that went next.
Hang on. There are officially less than 100 tickets left. Our iHeartRadio Jingle Ball presented by Capital One. Capital One Arena, December 14th, less than 100 tickets to see Jonas Brothers, Sweetie, AJR, Doja Cat, Megan Thee Stallion, Bozzy, and more. Get yours, because once this thing goes, which will probably be like the next like day or so,
FOMO.
It is gone for good. All the info, go to ymsradio.com. Right now, everything celebs, music, TV. Rose has the entertainment report. What you got for us?
So it seemed like this happened a lifetime ago. Jussie Smollett. Do you remember him being in the news for faking a racist and homophobic attack? This was back in like January 2019. Like I said, it seems like a lifetime ago. So he is finally getting his day in court. He originally was charged with filing a fake police report. Investigators then discovered that he allegedly paid the two brothers to stage the crime because he wasn't happy with his empire. Salary. They are starting to like decide who the jury is going to be. He's pled not guilty. Now, if convicted of the class 4 felony, he could face up to 3 years in prison. So Alec Baldwin has hired a lawyer, former assistant U.S. attorney Aaron S. Dyer, for civil suits related to the Rush shooting. So as you know, Alec fired a prop gun, which fatally shot cinematographer Helena Hutchins last month. Now, two suits have been filed in conjunction with the incident. So far, there's no indication that Alec would face criminal charges for the shooting, but we'll keep you updated. And Dave Chappelle has reached a new phase of his whatever's happening publicly. So he made a surprise appearance at his alma mater, DC's Duke Ellington School of the Arts, which is really awesome. Now, the day that he was there, it was supposed to be the day that they officially renamed the theater after him, but that was postponed due to the controversy that's been going on surrounding him over the comments he made about trans women in his Netflix special. So he showed up and gave people at the school a chance to voice their concerns to him directly. Almost 600 students showed up along with faculty and staff. Parents were not notified ahead of time, apparently. Everyone had to put their phones in bags, and I guess Dave brought a camera crew, so I'm not sure if we're going to eventually get to see this on something, but the reaction from students was kind of mixed. Like, a couple kids tried to, like, take him to task. He was unapologetic in his stance. He defended kids against fans who threatened them, by the way, because apparently fans are still, like, defending him going after kids now, which is kind of weird. But, like, I've read mixed things about it. Like, some people are saying that he was kind of, like, talking down to the kids. But at the end of the day, he also was, like, there saying, like, he handed out 600 Thanksgiving meals and tickets to a screening of his new documentary, Untitled. So, I don't know. We'll keep you updated on what goes on with that. Especially with the camera crew being there, I'd be interested to see, like, what happened.
Sure.
If you're looking for something to watch, The Great Christmas Light Fight is on ABC. If you're trying to get in the holiday spirit, The Voice is on NBC, Below Deck's on Bravo. You get Monday Night Football, Washington football team taking on Seattle. And then trending streaming-wise, Hawkeye and Disney Plus is huge. There's a new series on Netflix called True Stories with Kevin Hart. Bruised is trending. And then, of course, season 4 of Selling Sunset is out, and everyone's talking about that.
Thanks, Rose.
You're welcome.
Everything you need, entertainment's up. If you need a podcast, Shelby and I have a new thought shower out talking about parenting our parents. You can check it at ymsradio.com. Got morons on the way in the second for your Monday as we ease back into like a normal week. First, your most trending song, Adele and Easy on Me. It's your morning show.
There ain't no gold.
If you are a dragon from a holiday weekend or from the Ravens game last night, we are there with you as you get morons on your Monday. These are the biggest morons last 72 hours. No death, no hurting of animals, just stories that make you, okay, actually, I'm doing better than I think. Riley, your story.
How many times do we have to explain to people that a selfie is not worth your life? And as a general rule, if you're not sure if an animal is real, you don't go jump into a pool and try to get a selfie with it, because that's what this dude did during his visit to the Philippines with a 13-foot crocodile. He wasn't sure if it was real. He went in there to get the selfie. It was very real. He was able to get himself free from the death roll, but he had puncture wounds. He had a fracture to his arm, y'all. Like, we can get you a stuffed alligator if you like.
Yeah, that's a no-go for me. Rose, what you got for yours?
So a couple was arrested for driving with a suspended license, which already is a bad deal, but they made their situation even worse when they filmed themselves getting it on in the back of a Florida Highway Patrol cruiser. Now, the couple was left alone for like just a few minutes because the officer, he got tired of the woman asking if she could perform an act on the guy, if you will. The officer told her no twice, didn't realize that she had actually done it until the footage from the prisoner came out. So, got a lot more trouble.
Yeah. Mine from Florida. We talk a lot on the show about gym etiquette and things you should do and things you shouldn't do. Now, this guy's 78 years old, and I give him props for going to the gym and getting his fitness in at 78. But he went over the weekend. He wanted to use a specific machine, but somebody else was using it, which, you know, that is annoying.
That's
when you
rude.
When you, I'm really excited to use this machine, somebody else is using your machine.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, though. While somebody's on the machine, he decided to sit down on top of them so he could use it instead. So imagine you're at the gym, somebody's using a machine, you just sit on top of them and think, why not? I'll just use them as a cushion.
Weird.
Police are involved. He's facing charges for battery. Also been asked to pursue other gym interests elsewhere. It's Morons on your morning show. If you need something to catch up to this week or even today, you got the podcast out. If you missed War of the Roses or John's Little Secret, just search your morning.
If I miss it on the show, I download the podcast.
Your morning show with John, Riley, and Rose.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.